Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Company H.A. Classic. Memoir of the Civil War is the post-war memoir of Samuel R. Watkins, a Confederate infantryman who served in Company H of the 1st Tennessee Infantry. The title renders Company H in a phonetic form, signaling the local, personal, and informal character of the narrative, rather than presenting a general history of the Civil War. Watkins recounts campaigns, marches, camp life, fear, hunger, fatigue, and combat as experienced by an enlisted soldier in the Western Theater. His account includes major battles such as Shiloh and Chickamauga, but its main value lies in the texture of ordinary military life rather than in strategic analysis. The memoir is often valued as a primary source because it combines vivid observation with humor, grief, and retrospective judgment. It must also be read as a Confederate recollection shaped by memory, loyalty, and the assumptions of its time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a common Confederate infantryman replaces generals with ground-level experience. The central importance of Company H is its shift away from the command perspective that dominates many Civil War histories. Watkins writes as a private soldier, not as a strategist, politician, or official historian. This position changes what counts as important. Orders often arrive without full explanation. Battles are understood through noise and movement rather than maps, and survival depends on comrades, instinct, and endurance. The memoir, therefore, reveals how the war looked to men who bore its physical burden while rarely controlling its direction. Watkins emphasizes marching, waiting, discomfort, confusion, and the sudden violence of combat, all of which make the experience of war less orderly than later campaign summaries suggest. This ground-level view is especially useful for understanding morale. Soldiers fight within a mix of loyalty, habit, fear, pride, fatigue, and group pressure. Watkins does not reduce war to patriotic rhetoric or tactical diagrams. He shows that the ordinary soldier lived inside a narrow horizon where food, weather, distance, wounds, and companionship could matter as much as ideology or command decisions. Secondly, Western theater campaigns appear as lived chaos rather than clean chronology. Watkins served in the Western theater, and his memoir gives readers a view of campaigns that are sometimes overshadowed by the Army of Northern Virginia in popular memory. His recollections touch on major engagements including Shiloh and Chickamauga, along with the long movements and hardships that surrounded battle. The value of these passages is not simply that they identify famous events, but that they show how campaigns were experienced from within the ranks. A battlefield is presented less as a coherent plan than as smoke, sound, fear, exhaustion, and incomplete information. Long marches become part of combat preparation because they weaken bodies before a shot is fired. Retreats and advances blur together as soldiers try to interpret danger in real time. Watkins also conveys the emotional whiplash of war boredom can be followed by terror, and apparent calm can collapse into death within moments. This treatment helps readers understand why military history cannot be reduced to dates, commanders, and troop movements. For the enlisted soldier, war was a sequence of bodily demands and uncertain meanings. Thirdly, humor functions as a survival language amid horror and loss. One of the distinctive features of Company H is the way Watkins moves between comic observation and grim remembrance. His style has often been admired because it treats misery without becoming monotonous and uses wit without erasing suffering. Humor appears as a practical language of endurance. Soldiers joke about hardship, exaggerate absurdities, and notice the ridiculous because such responses help make fear manageable. At the same time, the memoir does not turn war into harmless adventure. Watkins repeatedly places humor near scenes of death, terror, hunger, or exhaustion, creating a tension that feels psychologically plausible. The result is a narrative voice that can be lively while still acknowledging brutality. This mixture matters because it resists two common distortions of war, writing sentimental hero worship and purely bleak cataloging of suffering. Watkins allows readers to see how men might laugh in circumstances that were morally and physically devastating. The humor is therefore not decoration. It is evidence of how soldiers processed danger, preserved identity, and maintained bonds under extreme conditions. Fourthly, the memoir is valuable but limited by Confederate memory and retrospective framing. Company H should be read both as testimony and as memory. Watkins wrote after the war, and his account reflects the passage of time, personal selection, and the values of a defeated Confederate veteran. This does not destroy its usefulness, but it shapes how the book should be interpreted. Like many memoirs, it privileges vivid scenes, memorable incidents, and emotional truth over systematic documentation. It is strongest when describing what a common soldier saw, felt, feared, and endured. It is less reliable as a complete explanation of causes, command decisions, or the broader political meaning of the conflict. Modern readers also need to recognize the limits of its Confederate perspective, especially where questions of slavery, secession, and racial order are not examined with the critical distance expected today. The book humanizes a Confederate soldier without requiring readers to accept his political assumptions. Its historical value increases when read alongside Union memoirs, official records, scholarship on slavery and emancipation, and broader studies of Civil War memory. Episodic storytelling makes the memoir accessible while preserving source value. The structure of Company H is closer to recollected episodes than to a formal military history. Watkins moves through campaigns, camp incidents, encounters, hardships, and reflections with the flexibility of a veteran reconstructing experience for a general audience. This makes the book unusually readable among 19th-century war memoirs. The prose is direct, energetic, and often conversational, which helps explain why the memoir remains widely assigned and quoted. Its accessibility, however, should not be mistaken for simplicity. The episodic form preserves details that official histories often omit: how soldiers talked, how they coped with discomfort, how civilians entered military experience, and how death became both shocking and familiar. For historians, such details are valuable because they illuminate the social and emotional world of the Army. For general readers, the same qualities make the Civil War less abstract. The memoir shows that primary sources can be literary without losing evidentiary value, provided readers remain alert to memory, perspective, and a mission. In conclusion, Company H is best suited for readers who want to understand the Civil War through the experience of an enlisted soldier rather than through high command, battlefield diagrams, or political speeches. It is especially useful for students of military history, Civil War enthusiasts, teachers seeking a readable primary source, and general readers interested in memoirs of combat. Its practical benefit is interpretive. It helps readers grasp how war is endured at the level of the body, the company, and the march. Its intellectual benefit is equally important because it demonstrates how memory, humor, loyalty, trauma, and selective recollection shape historical testimony. Compared with many Civil War books, it stands out because it combines documentary value with a vivid narrative voice. It is not a neutral overview of the war, nor is it a complete account of Confederate society or ideology. Its strength lies in the immediacy of ordinary soldier experience. Read critically, alongside broader scholarship, it remains one of the most compelling windows into the daily reality of Civil War combat and Confederate military memory. If you would like to support Samuel R. Watkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.